Welcome to Wendy's Wednesday Podcast, helping executives, authors, and professional speakers build their business.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. You know me as a co-author and creator of the Chicken Soup of the Soul series and 1 Minute Millionaire series. There's nobody I trust more than I trust Wendy, and you will be glad you hired her, and you're going to thank her in your prayers.
Here's your host, Wendy Kurtz.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome to another Wednesdays with Wendy episode. Today, we're going to talk about the basics of book proposals. And whether you are pursuing a traditional or mainstream publisher, or you're choosing to publish your book yourself, you really want to spend some time sitting down and writing out your book proposal. And here's why. You may say, Wendy, I don't need to write a book proposal. I'm producing this all by myself, and I know who my market is and what I want to charge and that kind of stuff. But I invite you to look at it a little bit differently. Your book proposal is actually the business plan for your book, and it will really save you a lot of time, money, and effort down the road if you make the investment now to put that plan together. Don't let the term business plan scare you. I know if you haven't been to business school, you've heard horror stories about how involved and detailed, and you've got to crunch a lot of numbers and get a lot of statistical information. That may be very off-putting for a lot of you. But really, I've got a basic outline you can follow, and if you follow this outline and get the minimum information in there, you'll find it becomes much easier to build on that minimum information and put together a plan that not only can help you sell your book to a publisher, but can also really help you plan the new business that you will be entering into when you go forward to have your book published. Okay, so let's get started. Basics of a book proposal, you're going to want to include things like your chapter outline and your marketing campaign and sample chapters and what your competition's doing, but you don't want to put that all together hodgepodge willy-nilly. It's got to have a very organized approach. You want to make it very easy for a publisher or an editor to get through the material quickly, easily, and with a solid understanding of who you are, why you are credible as their potential author should they decide to publish you, and what your book is about and how your book is different from others in the marketplace. So there are a lot of different things that go into the book proposal. You've heard sample chapters, people may say the competitive analysis, marketing, your chapter outline. All of those things do go into the proposal, but they need to go in a very organized, streamlined fashion so that sections are easily pulled out when the editor may be taking it to a publisher and saying, here's the marketing plan, and it's very succinct, and it's clear, and it's compelling. So what you want to do is start with a basic book proposal outline, and there's five major segments of the book proposal, and we'll go through these, or I'll go through these with you in a little more depth, but the five basics are really sections, and they're sections about the book, the market, the author, the chapters, and then the last section would be a couple sample chapters. Okay, so let's talk about the section on the book first. What you want to do in the first couple paragraphs, it's just like writing a press release. You've got to grab the reader's attention right off the bat. And if you can't grab them in the first paragraph, if you can't get them hooked so they're reading on to the second and the third paragraph, you won't ever get your book proposal read. So you want to make sure those first couple paragraphs are some of the best writing that you have ever done or your editor has ever helped you do. And you want to talk about what your book is about, why your book is different from others on the marketplace. And when you talk about why it's different, you don't want to say, well, my book has, you know, XYZ, whereas their book doesn't. And you never want to be derogatory about your competition, particularly if it happens to be another book that has been published by the same publisher. And you may know, and I may know, that your book beats the competition hands down, but that's not the purpose of talking about it in this section. The purpose is to show how it is different from, how it extends the work of, how it contrasts or compares to the competitive book. So be positive, but be factual. Other thing you want to include in this section is your anticipated length. If you are just starting your book outline, you won't know how long that book is going to be. If you've already completed your manuscript, you can do a word count on your word processor. It'll give you a good idea, and recognize that obviously that will change once you actually publish the book. Once you go through a formal editing and publishing process, that length may change depending on the editing process. Other thing you want to include in there is your anticipated completion date. And one of the things I always encourage my clients to do is not give a specific date that the book will be published. Don't say, okay, today is January 1st and I'll have the book done by March 30th. What you want to do is indicate that as soon as you secure a publishing contract, you will give it your all, your best effort. So I generally say upon publication, contract being secured, the manuscript can be completed in 60 to 90 days. Now, that 60 to 90 is depending on your own situation. If you're going to be able to work on the book full-time, 60 to 90 may be very realistic. If you're a full-time employee and you've got a family at home and kids in soccer and, you know, all these different activities, 60 to 90 may not be a real assessment. So be realistic, but always leave it somewhat nebulous so that the target date is really based on when you have that publishing contract secured. Let's move on to the next section, the market. And the market is one of your really most important sections of the book proposal. And it's because it talks about how you are going to get your book out into the marketplace and what is going to make people buy your book. So you want to make sure you really do your market research. You want a really clear picture of who your target audience is. You want to know their age. You want to know their socioeconomic background. You want to know the type of lifestyle they live so that you can adequately, accurately portray your target audience. And then you do want to talk about your competition. Who are some of the authors out there that you could be compared to, contrasted with, conflicted with? Doesn't mean it's good or bad, but again, as I said earlier, you want to make sure you just focus on the facts. And then what you would do is really just list the title of the book, the author, who the publisher is, and I always include the ISBN number to make it easy for someone reviewing your proposal to get online and look that book up really quick. And then you want to include, you know, just a sentence about why your book is different. The third section that you need to include in your book proposal is about the author. This is where you get your biographical information into the hands of the publisher. Who are you? Why are you a credible source when it comes to speaking about this topic, writing about this topic, publishing a book about this topic? This is where you want to really have your unique selling proposition. You want to have your core message clearly, clearly defined so that you can tell the publisher or whoever is reviewing, maybe an editor, whoever is reviewing the proposal, why you bring validity, bring credibility to this book. If you're involved in your industry associations, you want to mention that, particularly if you hold leadership positions or have held leadership positions in those organizations. That all speaks to your credibility. It speaks to your leadership. It speaks to why you are a good candidate for a potential author with this publisher. Next section, you want to talk about your chapters. That's the bulk of what you're trying to get out into the marketplace. So you want to have an outline, a chapter by chapter outline. It does not mean that you are committed and locked in stone to this organization of the chapters. You may say chapter one is on building a house, the overview. Chapter two is on building the house, the foundation. It may be that you flip those chapters later. It may be you pull one completely out. So don't feel like you have to have everything in stone when you put this proposal together. Again, it's just a proposal. It's not a contract. And there's a big difference between the two. A proposal is what you're proposing. A contract is what you're locked into doing. So just focus on your chapters. Make sure they flow in a logical order. And you want to have, you know, you may have your chapter name and then just a brief description about the chapter. If you're going to include exhibits or illustrations or worksheets or exercises, you can include those under each chapter as well. But it's a, you know, real short and sweet, just a, again, it's an outline. It's an outline of the chapter, so you don't need to go into a lot of narrative or heavy detail. And then, of course, last, you'll want to include two, maybe three, it depends on the publisher, sample chapters. And you want to make sure those are some of your strongest chapters. Now, obviously, when you're writing the book, you want every chapter to be as strong as possible. But realistically, if you're going through a nonfiction book, there are some chapters that are stronger than others, just inherent in the nature of the particular topic, the particular methodology that you may use. And so you want to make sure a couple of chapters that you include really showcase your writing ability, your expertise, your topic or subject matter, and put those in there. It doesn't have to be chapter one and chapter two. It doesn't have to be the introduction in chapter three. Typically what I do, I work with a lot of nonfiction authors who really use their introductory chapter to set the tone for the book and what the book is about. So we'll often include the introductory chapter, and then we'll include the first chapter. Or if there's a chapter that's very heavy on interactivity with the reader, we may include that. But again, it depends on your own unique situation. And then once you've got all that done, you want to pull out from there what I call the executive summary. And that is what we call it when we do business plans, is the executive summary. And that's a two-page summary of the overall plan. And you would take each of these sections and you'd just have, you know, a little paragraph about them and hit the highlights. And then what you can do is when a publisher says, I would be interested in a proposal, you can send them that two-page summary and say, I have a much more detailed proposal if you are interested. And what that does is that tells the publisher or the editor that you respect their time. You're not going to bog them down or clog their inbox with a lot of extraneous material, but you are going to give them the basics. And then if that's enough to capture them and they want more, then you can send the rest of that information to them. And there you go. Those are the basics for a book proposal. And we'll be discussing this in more detail in upcoming podcasts. We'll also delve more deeply into some of the things like the market research you need to do, the competitive analysis. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to Wendy's Wednesday podcast. If you have questions or you want to find out about working with Wendy, drop by her website, wendykurtz.com.